Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're taking a think break switch up and turning it into a real arrangement move inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to loop a break and hope it feels exciting. The goal is to make it hit like a proper jungle or old school D&B section change, where the drums open up, the atmosphere shifts, and the bass comes back with intent. This is the kind of move that sits right on the edge between a sketch and a finished record. It can work as a pre-drop breath, a halftime to breakbeat pivot, a fill into a second drop, or even a DJ-friendly intro or outro that still carries energy. And that matters in D&B, because break-led music lives on phrasing and surprise. If the transition is too random, the groove falls apart. If it's too stiff, the track loses its human feel. So the aim here is balance. Controlled chaos. Start in session view. Keep it lean. You only need a break lane, an atmosphere lane, and a bass placeholder. If your project already has drums and bass, duplicate the section where the switch-up happens so you're working in the real context of the track. That's important, because a switch-up can feel great by itself and still fail the second the bass line comes back in. For the break, choose something with ghost notes, snare movement, and a strong mid-range body. The break itself is the hook in jungle and old-school D&B, so don't sterilize it. You want swing, you want personality, and you want the core accents to be obvious. Trim the clip so it starts cleanly on a downbeat, and ends at a phrase point. If the break is too dense, simplify the tail a little instead of crushing it with processing. Maybe pull back a few ghost hits by a couple of dB if they blur the pattern. If the groove feels stiff, nudge it slightly behind the grid instead of forcing it harder into quantize. What to listen for here is the conversation inside the break. You should hear a clear call and response between the main hits and the little details around them. If the snare loses its shape, the break stops leading the section. And in D&B, the snare is often what tells the listener where the energy is landing. Now shape the break with a simple stock chain. EQ 8, saturator, drum boss. Keep it practical. High pass only if there's low rumble fighting the kick or sub. Saturator can bring out a little extra bite and density. Drum boss can add punch if you need it, but don't overdo boom if the low end is already crowded. A little grit is good in old school jungle. A little clarity is better in darker modern D&B. If the break feels harsh, dip a touch around 3 to 5 kHz. If it feels dull, a small lift around 7 to 10 kHz can bring the hats back to life. Why this works in D&B is simple. The break has to cut through a very dense low-end environment while still sounding like a real drummer, or at least a real performance. Small harmonic enhancement helps it stay alive without flattening the transient detail that gives jungle its identity. Next, build the atmosphere lane. This is not just filler. This is the frame around the switch, a reverse noise swell, a filtered pad, a vinyl texture, or a reverb tail from a stab can all work. Keep it dark and focused. A practical chain is auto filter, reverb, and EQ 8. Sweep the filter from a lower mid position up toward the brighter range, and high pass the atmosphere so it doesn't smear the kick and subzone. If you want a more haunted, underground feel, keep it narrow and mid-focused. If you want a more cinematic jungle wash, let the top end open a little more. What to listen for is whether the atmosphere makes the break feel like it has entered a new room. If you mute the atmosphere and the whole transition suddenly feels flat, that's actually a good sign. It means the atmosphere is supporting the move, not replacing it. If the atmosphere is louder than the drums, though, it's doing the wrong job. At this point, make a creative choice. Do you want a raw jungle splice or a smoother modern switch? The raw approach means harder chops, sharper edges, and a slightly taped-up cassette feel. That's perfect for darker old-school energy and classic rollers. The smoother approach uses longer filter movement and more controlled atmosphere, which suits polished atmospheric D&B or a more contemporary club sound. If you're unsure, lean raw for the switch-up and save the cleaner vibe for another part of the track. Contrast is your friend. Now perform the clips in session view. Don't just let them loop. Trigger the scene on the phrase boundary, bring the atmosphere in and out, shape the filter movement, and let the break variation breathe over 2, 4, or 8 bars depending on the moment. For a quick surprise, 2 bars can be enough. For a standard pre-drop breath, 4 bars usually feels right. For a more dramatic reset before second drop, 8 bars can work well, especially around 172 to 174 BPM. Once the movement feels right, record it into arrangement view. This is where the idea stops being a performance and starts becoming a track decision. And this is a good moment to trust your ears. If the switch-up already creates a strong downbeat impact in session view, Capture it before you over-edit it. A lot of great break transitions die because the producer keeps polishing them until the original energy disappears. Don't do that to yourself. In arrangement view, tighten the phrase so it reads clearly in the full track. Think like an arranger now, not just a performer. Ask yourself where the bass should drop out, where the fill should land, and whether the switch starts on the bar or just before it. A classic old-school phrasing move is to expose the break for the first couple of bars, let the atmosphere open in the middle, then slam the main drums or bass back in by the fourth bar. A more modern roller might keep some sub present, while changing only the top drum layer or mid-bass tone. Both approaches are valid. The real question is whether the listener feels continuity and shock at the same time. Now lock the bass relationship before you add more drama. This is crucial. Either the bass ducks out completely for maximum jungle tension, or it stays filtered and reduced so the section keeps weight without swallowing the break. If the bass returns, make it intentional. A clear re-entry point at the start of a bar or after a pickup will always feel stronger than a casual fade back in. And keep the sub centered. If the bass is too wide or too thick in the 120 to 300 Hz area, it will fight the snare and the whole switch up will lose punch. What to listen for is the snare anchor. Even when the bass comes back, the snare should still feel like the thing holding the section together. If the bass sounds big but the groove feels blurred, simplify. In DNB, power without definition is just noise. Use automation to make the movement feel deliberate. Auto filter, reverb send, maybe a bit of saturator drive, maybe device on and off states if needed. Small moves go a long way here. A few hundred Hz of filter motion can create real tension without turning the section into generic EDM buildup. A reverb send can rise just before the drop and then snap back down when the drums hit. If you have a reverse hit or pickup, place it so it lands right before the phrase boundary, not too early. If it arrives too soon, the ear resolves the tension before the payoff, and the impact weakens. A useful pro move is to treat this as a decision point, not an effect pass. Ask yourself what changes on the downbeat after the switch. If you can't answer that clearly, the arrangement move probably isn't strong enough yet. That's a great self-check. Also, listen in this order. First the snare identity, then the bass legibility, then the top-hand motion. If the snare gets washed out, the section is too blurry. If the bass is present but undefined, simplify the mid-range. If the hats and textures are busy but nothing feels emotionally different, you're decorating instead of arranging. If the groove is working, print it or resample it. That's often the smartest move. Once the transition has personality, commit it to audio, trim the strongest moment, and use that as your signature switch-up. This also frees CPU and makes the project easier to move forward. Save versions too. Keep one raw session view version, one arranged version, and one printed version if you can. That way, if the clean edit ends up too neat, you can go back to the version with the original edge. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't over-quantize the break until it loses swing. Don't let the atmosphere get so wide and loud that it steals focus from the drums. Don't bring the bass back without a phrase decision. Don't let the kick and break fight in the same low-mid space. And don't stack so many fills and effects that the actual break energy disappears. A strong switch-up often uses less than you think. Negative space can hit harder than a wall of motion. For darker, heavier DNB, filtered re-entry is a great trick. Let the bass come back narrow first, then open it up over one or two bars. Keep the atmosphere mid-focused if you want underground weight. If the transition feels too clean, resample the break with a touch of drive or clipping, then trim it back. A little roughness often reads as intent in this style. Dark doesn't mean dull. Weight comes from activity in the groove, not just from turning everything up. And here's a useful arrangement mindset. Expose, destabilize, restore. First you expose the mechanics of the groove. Then you destabilize the listener's expectation with the break change. Then you restore the track with more authority than before. That's the whole game. If all three stages aren't present, the section may sound decorative instead of structural. So, to wrap it up, build the switch up in session view first. Keep the break phrase short and readable. Use atmosphere as a frame. Decide early whether you want a raw jungle splice or a smoother modern move. Then commit the performance into arrangement view with clear phrase intent. Always check it with drums and bass together. And once it works, print it. Strong DNB transitions usually get better when they're committed, not endlessly tweaked. Now take the mini challenge. Build one convincing four-bar think break switch up using just one break, one atmosphere layer, and one bass element. Make one raw version and one cleaner version. Then choose the stronger one. Keep it tight. Keep it musical and trust the groove. If the switch-up makes the next section feel bigger, you've got it. That's the move.